Shalana?
Chalana.
Chalana. Chargroves. 11:10:80. Of course, today is the same as the spin. 3:21. So, Miss Hargrave is a 43-year-old woman who comes in today with sore throat, cough, congestion, dizziness, symptoms of eustachian tube dysfunction. She also has had a recurrent pharyngitis. She's also worried about a fatty liver that she had some time ago. They can go, man. That needs to be rechecked. Also had a history of thyroid cysts. That needs to be looked at today as well. Once again, she's 43 pounds. She's not married, but she's here with her significant other. She works for UTMB in the prison system with the state period. Last period, a week ago, social. HEOH minimal. Drug use, none. Smoking, none. Surgery, ear surgery. Medical problems, PCOS, medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Family history, dad, mom with CHF, dad with diabetes. She's never been pregnant, but she wants to get pregnant. Allergy, none on drug allergy. Patients alert, awakening, no distress. Last time she was on antibiotic was $7,123, and they gave her amoxicillin, didn't work, she says. Review of system as above, 209 pounds, increased by 10 pounds, no, 14 pounds, 99%, 98, 18, 86, 124 over 73, heart pauses, one positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft, next one, skin, shows no rash, or mucosal condition, which can focal. Last set of blood tests was 3 years ago. Patient has seen an OB/GYN, that's where she's, that was to get pregnant. She's going to have blood work done through them. Number one, as far as her ears are concerned, oh, with the ears, you stay. But then tympanic membrane shows lots of liquid in the middle ear present, and red TM and red pharynx. So as far as the otitis media is concerned, and I'm going to treat her with a Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack. I'm going to give her dexamethasone, and I'm going to give her rosefenagram. Next number, as far as PCOS is concerned, I looked at her pelvic ultrasound. Did not see any evidence of PCOS at this time. Next number is, as far as the thyroid cyst is concerned, her thyroid cyst is now smaller, 0.4 centimeter on the left, none on the right. Next number, she does have what looks like possible sleep apnea with right ventricular hypertrophy. She's not interested in work up. Next number, she wants to lose weight. Next number, she's doing diet and exercise. We're up to date. Next number, history of carotid stenosis, no significant change. Next number, otitis media. Next one's otitis externa. Next one's fatty liver. Next one's history of colitis. Next one's has had diarrhea off and on. Next one's I tried to look at a gallbladder. The gallbladder is contracted. Next number, I'm going to send her to Dr. Mopardy, M-O-P-A-R-D-Y, to do a colonoscopy to look for colitis. Next one's increased weight. Next one's we talked about losing weight. Next one's mammogram. Desperately needed. Next one was prescription given for mammogram. Next one, she's going to use Sudafed to help shrink the eustachian tube membrane. Next one, she's going to also use Afrin by putting two drops directly in the back of the nostrils into the eustachian tube, only for 5 days. Next one, there's no rebound effect noted with the use of Afrin in this manner. Next one, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.